A new analysis concludes that feeding antibiotics to animals can lead to drug-resistant germs that eventually show up in people. But the analysis also shows that by the time the problem affects patients, it may be too late to do anything about it. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Most of the antibiotics used in this country go to animals. Drugs are put in animal feed to promote growth. They're also used to control infections in livestock and poultry. David Smith of the University of Maryland says there's no doubt this has changed the bacteria that infect animals.
The antibiotics used in farm animals lead to antibiotic resistance in the bacteria inhabiting the farm animals. That's been shown, okay? It makes its way through production and ends up contaminating the meat in our supermarket. This has been shown very clearly.
But the crucial question is unanswered.
Does this affect antibiotic resistance in hospitals? Well, this is where the uncertainty starts to creep in because it's hard to design the right kind of study, and that's why we built this paper.
The analysis uses a computer model that incorporates what's known about how drug-resistant bacteria arise and get spread. It appears in the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. The paper says resistant microbes eventually appear in humans who take antibiotics to treat infections, but resistance shows up sooner when antibiotics are used in food animals. Once resistant bacteria get into humans, they can spread like wildfire.
Edible antibiotic use has an effect that's like a spark that starts it off. And medical antibiotic use is something that fans the flames.
Smith says the time to act is before a resistant strain of bacteria shows up in humans. After the fact, banning use of the antibiotic in animals doesn't do much good. And Mark Lipsitch of the Harvard School of Public Health says that poses a dilemma for regulators.
If you were an advocate of increased regulation, you would see this paper as saying, look, there's no time to wait until we have absolute scientific certainty. That will be too late. People on the side opposing regulations might take this paper to say, look, many of the bacteria that people are worried about are already showing resistance, and therefore it's really too late to do anything about them.
For new antibiotics, Smith says it's generally better to ban animal use. He thinks there's an argument for letting food producers continue to use older antibiotics or ones not used in humans, but not always.
The tricky application of the principle comes for an antibiotic which may or may not be good for humans, but, you know, in an attempt to recoup some of their research dollars, they try to turn it into an animal drug. Many, many years from now, you may have a need for that antibiotic class. If you start using it in animals now, it almost certainly ruins some of the potential of this drug as an antibiotic in humans.
That's no hypothetical case. Right now, there's a debate raging over an animal antibiotic called virginiamycin that's been used for a quarter century. Only recently have doctors used it in humans to treat stubborn infections. They haven't seen resistance to it in humans yet. The new study suggests it would be a good idea to ban animal use of virginiamycin before that happens. Richard Knox, NPR News.